Some of Donald Trump's tax returns will be made public. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. That's the decision from the House Ways and Means Committee, approving today on a straight party line vote a resolution to release a report on the former president's taxes and redacted portions of 6 years of his returns. Texas Congressman Kevin Brady, the ranking Republican on the committee, says sets a bad precedent.
And overturns decades of privacy protections for average Americans that have existed since the Watergate reform.
It's not clear if Mr. Trump will mount a legal challenge to the public release. He had waged a 5-year legal battle to keep his tax returns out of congressional hands. That ended a month ago when the Supreme Court upheld a lower court order giving Congress access. It looks like a fast track for the $1.7 trillion spending bill. It has passed a procedural vote in the Senate with more than enough Republican votes needed for final passage. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee says it's a corrupt process.
Do you hand out enough special favors here or there to get this or that proposal, this or that funding priority in there? You throw out 7,500 earmarks, and you're going to get a lot of people to jump on board. That isn't right.
Full Senate approval could come tomorrow. Members of Congress will hear a special address tomorrow night in person from Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. He's making his first trip out of his country since the Russian invasion nearly 11 months ago. The Biden administration has told the U.S. Supreme Court it should allow Title 42 health restrictions on asylum seekers at the border to expire, but not until after Christmas. Those restrictions were scheduled to end at midnight, but Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts has issued an order temporarily extending them. Twitter's CEO Elon Musk will resign that position, saying in a tweet, "As soon as I find someone foolish enough to take the job." Musk had polled Twitter users asking if he should stay on. The majority said no. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Thousands of migrants have been gathering just across the U.S. southern border, waiting the end of federal health restrictions. Despite the Supreme Court order temporarily continuing them, the state of Texas is taking no chances.
At the river's edge in El Paso, Texas National Guard soldiers, dozens of them with Humvees and Texas DPS troopers now lining the Rio Grande and deploying razor wire. The state of Texas is now deploying significant resources there with those troopers, Humvees, soldiers, and razor wire. And they are obviously taking a very uninviting posture for any migrants who are planning to cross.
Fox's Bill Malusian at the border. Sam Bankman-Fried has reportedly signed papers in the Bahamas agreeing to be extradited to the U.S. to face bank fraud charges for the collapse of the FTX cryptocurrency exchange. Fox Business reports a deal has already been struck for Bankman-Fried to be released on bail if a federal judge approves. A swath of central and southern Minnesota now under a blizzard warning from that big winter storm trekking eastward, but snow likely won't be the system's greatest threat.
It's mainly going to be a heavy rain event for that I-95 corridor, but winter is settling in. And with this area of low pressure that's going to trek right through the Great Lakes, we do have snow that's going to be a concern. But I got to tell you, this isn't going to be the biggest headline. When we talk about the winds and these bitterly cold, even dangerous wind chills, that's what could be life-threatening. Sure, we're going to see decent snows, maybe about 5 to 8 inches in Chicago, into Michigan. We're looking on the eastern shores of Lake Michigan. But here are the winds. Chicago, the Windy City, 40 to 50 mile per hour wind gusts expected. This is Friday evening, so December 23rd. Indianapolis, 40 to 50 mile per hour winds too. Up into Buffalo, we could be approaching 70 miles an hour.
Fox Weather meteorologist Stephen Morgan. You can track the storm at foxweather.com. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.